Each week, when we begin each week, we start a new threshold. It's an arbitrary one, yes. We create the idea of a new week. It's creating a new threshold. We do that with months. We do that with hours. We do that with time. And we do it with place. Those thresholds are a useful way of marking the possibility of a new beginning, the possibility of a kind of clean line. But they're all thresholds. Now, in writing, we really look for threshold moments, those moments of cusp or transition. There's a Finnish writer I love called Tove Jansson. Now, Tove Jansson created the Moomins, the little sort of cartoony figures who look a little bit like guinea pigs. And she was a writer of really great wisdom for children and adults. And she wrote about these moments as borders. Tove Jansson was an island dweller, and she spent a lot of time thinking about geographical borders, topological borders, those thresholds between land and sea, or between mountain and valley. And if you think about that threshold between land and sea, you know, the beach, actually. So there's the ocean, and then there's the land, and then there's this bit, which is not quite the land and not quite the sea. That border is the really beautiful place of the beach that we love. Certainly those of us who are coastal dwellers, it's the place we love. Those sort of moments between, you know, the riverbank, the sort of edges, those threshold places are full of deep sort of beauty and promise. And those threshold moments are full of possibility, full of hope or longing. Now, my beloved Tove Jansson wrote, "Twilight is the border between day and night, and the shore is the border between sea and land. The border is longing, when both have fallen in love but still haven't said anything. The border is to be on the way. It is the way that is the most important thing." Ugh, I love it. I love her. We often forget to notice these borders. In writing, what that means is that a moment can arrive too suddenly with too little attention. So when you think again of the beach, you know, imagine the sort of ocean and bam, then it ends. There's no beach, there's no sand, there's no shore. It's just ocean ends, and then you're stepping into a town. You lose something. You lose this beautiful transition, and it's too immediate and it's unnatural. And in writing, the same. We want to pay attention to those transition moments. You know, failing to notice those borders is a loss of attention, and it means that we can veer off the path. When I'm mentoring writers, we often work together to really notice these threshold moments within a chapter or within a scene. You know, those moments just before everything changes. The moment just before a kiss, or just before something is spoken. The precipice before death or before birth. Now, those moments, as I said, often get rushed in writing. Now, really try to notice them yourself in your writing this week, and to give them more attention. That territory of borders or thresholds is rich and lovely in writing and in life. I mean, we know that paying attention to transitions is really important in life. We know that if we've ever spent time with young children or very elderly people, that the transitions are the place that we want to kind of take care, the getting out of the car, the moving from the party to the home, the kind of moment between dinner and bedtime. We kind of want to make those transitions have weight and care. And in life, those transitions too can often be found at the beginnings and ends of things. And that's useful in writing to think of them as the firsts and lasts. You know, the first time you meet someone is kind of invested, often retrospectively, but in writing, we want to pay attention to it. The first time the characters meet, the first time the character arrives at school, the first moment of stepping into that particular location that will come to have deep meaning. And those little firsts are also a signal to the reader that when there is attention paid to a meeting, to an encounter, to a place, we understand as readers, oh, this has significance. This will come to have weight. So I really want you to take some time this week to reflect on those border moments, those thresholds in your writing, to allow yourself to slow down and reflect on those firsts and lasts, you know, the first meeting, the last farewell. Fiction or non-fiction, doesn't matter. When I started working on Fury, for instance, and I'm mentioning this because it's memoir, when I allowed myself to really acknowledge what I was writing, I found myself really circling the world of the trawler, failing to give the day-to-day reality of being on a working boat stuck at sea. And it was partly because when I remembered the world of the ocean thief, I remembered it as sort of an endless litany of days all merging into each other. So I had to pause and remind myself of the borders. What was it like? I had to wonder, you know, just before I stepped onto the boat, what was my first sighting like? What was that threshold of land and sea like? The moment when Earth disappears and there's only ocean and the far horizon. And later, what was it like? Remember it. That moment just before I left the boat forever, while the police lights flashed on the dock below me. Firsts and lasts. They're a helpful guide. So whatever you're writing this week, maybe let yourself be led by creating some first and last moments. You know, if you find that you're writing your character in circles or just, you know, stagnating, or you're a bit unsurprised or uninspired, really try reflecting on and digging into those first and last moments. Ask, what was the first day in the prison like? What happened the first time you saw Mr. Rochester? What about that last time you saw the orphanage when you left and didn't look back? So here are some ideas to get you started this week. And you'll find your own, but these are just to sort of help you begin to think about where the transitions and borders might be in your own writing. The moment before the first kiss. The moment before the first declaration of love, the moment of the last embrace, the moment just before graduating, the final goodbye, the first day of school, the last day of work, the first contraction, the last breath, first drive, last walk. Find your own firsts and lasts. Really allow yourself to dwell on the thresholds this week before you cross over. Okay. Create and enjoy this week. Go well. Ciao.